Hi, I'm Angie Boydston, preschool children's consultant, and you are listening to a Mississippi Baptist Convention Board production.
All right, welcome to the Mississippi Baptist Around the Table podcast. My name is John Martin. I'm the strategy officer for Mississippi Baptist Convention alongside Tanner Cade, who is the communications director. And today we have with us Sam Ivey, Collegiate Ministries Director for Mississippi Baptist. What's up, guys?
That's right. So we know many, many churches across the state were on spring break missions last week. And just to be completely transparent, it's hard to track all that for us. But what we can track very well is BSU's mission trips. And Sam sent me a list of all these places they went. It was a long list, John.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you know, we need to talk about that.
Yeah,
and so,
sure.
We normally tell you about events right now. You can check out mbcb.org/events and see more of what's going on. I know you know about a lot of these things. We don't want to get overly over the top. But obviously, Easter is coming up. And so we look forward to Baptism Sunday, April 7th, because we hope your gospel efforts lead to great fruition moving into April 7th, the first Sunday in April. And we hope to hear stories. So if you do have stories about baptisms as you come up to April 7th, Easter through April 7th, or anytime you have good baptism stories, I'll just say, Mississippi Baptist, we want to hear about that.
Yeah.
So please share that with us.
And so you got to acknowledge the echo because it's terrible.
We got to talk about that.
Yeah. Bad. Do you hear it as bad as I do?
I hear the echo, John. I'm telling you, it may just be from my boisterous voice, but also it could be that there's been some movement in this room. So
honestly, today we are having power issues on the second, third, and fourth floors. So we moved this table. We are actually at a table that rolls, and we brought to the first floor in a very echo chambery room.
Yeah.
With a great
and they
view.
May not can hear, because now that I put my hands up against it, it doesn't sound like that. But, you know,
well
it may just be us.
That's great. Also, yeah, we do have a good view. There's flowers out the window behind us here. So
yeah. This is actually a square table as we gather around the table for Mississippi Baptist, but I'll say...
Well, it's not called the round table.
Yeah, that's very true, John, but I just had to point that out. We've got a great view, we've got a boisterous echo room, and
that's right.
And great stuff to
this
talk about.
This can be a good conversation, so let's go back to what I was talking about earlier, Sam.
Great.
The topic of the day. I feel like it's golf season, right? These flowers behind us, let's talk about the Masters, you know?
Come on.
All right, so you sent me a list... And I think you were in New York when you sent me this list, or on a plane to New York. And I said, whoa, I thought it was just several locations, but you had a lot of different locations.
Yeah.
And some BSUs combined together. So just give us, as Mississippi Baptist, an overview of y'all's approach to spring break missions and kind of where y'all went in general.
Yeah, for sure. So we had 20 BSUs mobilized for spring break this year. And so what that looks like, we have partnerships all over the nation and even internationally. And here is the difficulty with doing international missions from a college perspective is that students can't leave early from school, not easily. And so by the time you get overseas and getting on the mission field, getting acclimated and jumping in, it's difficult to see how many ministry days you're going to have. And so in BSU, we say, okay, in spring break, where can we mobilize locally or domestically here in the United States? And so we had several campuses, thousands of miles were trekked. A lot of people drive to these areas. And so whether, you know, it's in Phoenix, Arizona, or all the way to Pensacola, Florida, and even as high up as Maine and Baltimore.
Yeah.
And so just tons of directions that we're going. And a lot of these are long-standing partnerships.
Yeah.
For example, Blue Mountain Christian University's BSU went out to Multiply Phoenix, which is a really new highlighted partnership that we have through Margaret Lackey connections and through different convention board ministries that are already out there. So,
And those guys are Blue Mountain guys.
That's right. They're Mississippi guys. They get it, right? And they all went through Blue Mountain BSU and just a lot of connections there. And so I've already been getting back great reports from our teams. We mobilized well over 280 students on spring break mission trips this year. And so lots of fruitful conversations. And so just as a 30,000-foot view, we're still getting into the details of how it went. But over 20 campuses mobilized, and we're going every direction.
You were in New York?
Yes, New York.
Tell us about that.
So I was in New York for 7 days, and a lot of what we do in New York, I was a student on the mission trip in New York, so I was at Mississippi State
couple
University.
Years ago.
A couple of years ago. It feels a long time ago now. I've lost all my hair.
Yeah.
But it was funny because when I was in New York the first time as a student, I was on a track that was doing outreach to Afghan and Muslims, and really, they said, hey, just go out and make connections. So I remember the first thing I did, I went to a barber shop, and an Algerian man named Mukshad was like, hey, how much for a haircut or a beard shave in old style New York? And he said, $25. And I was like, okay. So me and my buddy, we're doing two-by-two evangelism, and we end up in this barbershop in the middle of Queens in what's considered a North African district. So we had just eaten some Egyptian pot pie. I could not tell you what was in it, but we had a great conversation. And then we got to the barbershop, and Mukshad, you know, they lean you back.
Yeah.
They tilt your head back, and they shave you. Well, Mukshad forgot to lean my head back, so he leaned my body back. But my head was just kind of stuck, and I was so uncomfortable, but I didn't want to offend him. And so for like 45 minutes, I was sitting there talking, but also kind of being choked up because I couldn't move my head and had a good gospel conversation. I remember leaving there. He put the aftershave on my face, but he also put it on my head. What I didn't know is that he had intended to shave my head as well, and he did. And I stepped out into the New York streets, and that wind went through every follicle of my head. And I was breathing and tasting, seeing the Lord is good. But all of New York is basically that trip. We had Mississippi State University, Mississippi University for Women, East Mississippi Community College, and a couple of students who tagged on that weren't from just those campuses. And so 60 students all through five different areas of the city. So we had a lot of two-by-two evangelism on two tracks. We had three churches we were partnered with, and whether they are in the community, in the schools, and then also just in the neighborhoods doing door-by-door canvassing and evangelism. Yeah. And so Bengali ministry, Arab Muslim ministry, we were in a heavily Latino atmosphere down in Brooklyn, and man, there was a kid running around in a dinosaur costume. You know, we did a big block party for the kids and for the church. In that church, we have several BSUs that partner with them throughout the entire year at Swerve Church in Brooklyn. So
that's awesome. That's
good. So a full week.
That's good. Yeah, a full week for a lot of people. 230 is what you said? 280.
280.
280. That's a great number. So John Martin, I'm looking at you because you don't know what we're about to get into,
I've got
a few recordings of three of the other trips that went on. Sam, I told you about some of these, but we haven't heard them yet, so I hope you approve of these messages, and then we'll talk about each one. So this first recording is from Zach Hardy at Delta State University. Delta State and Mississippi Delta Community College went to Orlando, Florida. So let's listen to what Zach has to say.
Delta State and MDCC BSUs were able to spend our spring break serving in East Orlando with friends of ours with 1002 Church Plant and new friends at UCF's The Salt Company on campus there. We spent that week with the church plant setting up, helping them with their morning gathering on that Sunday, the first day. And then throughout the week, we canvassed neighborhoods, prayer walked to let people know about their upcoming Easter gatherings and opportunities to get plugged in. Later on, we would, that Thursday, serve the elementary school where they meet each Sunday. And we did several projects that day to help just serve and bless that elementary school. It was great working with the Salt Company on campus at UCF. We did a lot of tabling and outreach events, including wrapping that all up with a worship night on Wednesday night. It was a fantastic week.
So, wow, what a trip down there. I mean, he just briefly touched on some of that.
Yeah, so 1002 Church, actually Andrew Kapperman is one of the pastors there. He's a former BSU director at Delta State.
That's right.
And so Zach Hardy and Josh Warren got a great team at Money Spires, got a great team up from our Delta BSUs. And, man, it's a long drive, so they even partnered with Pensacola BCM, which is the Florida version of Baptist Student Union.
West Florida?
They were at Pensacola first, the first night. They stayed with them and did some work with them, and then they got down to Orlando and started ministry. And so that has been that's been a partnership they've been wanting to bridge. And I think it's really cool to see that even when we commission people outside of Mississippi to other areas, we don't lose the relationship, you know? And so that's a heavy, you know, strong relationship that Zach and Josh have. And the students had a great time connecting with college students who love Jesus on campuses that they've never stepped foot on and probably never will step foot on if it not were for these short-term mission trips.
Yeah, I know Andy Cappy. We call him Cappy, right? That's his name.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Was at Delta State BSU and then felt the call to go plant a church in Central Florida. And, man, Central Florida, University of Central Florida, talk about college students. Mm-hmm. That's one of the largest universities in the state.
That's right.
In the United States. So yeah. That's great that they got to make an influence there. And see what 1002, they just started, so they're very new.
Yeah, the launch, that's been about a two-year process through SALT, but the launch is just very recently. So
it's cool to see those connections. So we'll move along to the next one. This is a very interesting trip to me because I did Beach Reach 4 years, 3 years at State, and then somehow Lloyd let me lead one when I was at USM after graduating Mississippi State. But let's see what Chris Walters has to say. He's the director of the USM-BSU about their Beach Reach trip.
So Beach Reach is a spring break mission trip that we took from the USM-BSU. Beach Reach is, we bring our vans. We bring vans. Actually, we brought three this year, but ministries from around the Southeast come and also bring vans, and we give free shuttle rides to spring break partiers, spring breakers. That really provides an incredible opportunity for us to share the gospel, to talk about spiritual things. So we love it because it gives our students a chance to practice sharing the gospel, give them gospel reps. And we have seen, as of last night, Wednesday night, we have seen 58 salvations already. And so with two more nights to go. So it's just a thrill for us to be able to do this, to put our students in this situation where they see the lostness, they see the need that is out there from the spring break partying going on, and they can alleviate that, and they can help people see the gospel and help people know the gospel. So it just gives them an incredible opportunity to our students a chance to share. Of course, the people that get to hear the gospel get to respond. No telling how many gospel conversations have happened. I would guess maybe close to 3,000 in the week by the time the week's over with. And so it's a win-win situation because our students get chances to practice sharing. They get chances to lead people to Christ. We had three people led to Christ last night by one of our students. So we've had a wonderful week of ministry, being able to share. And we hope that it translates back to our campus. We want our campus to hear the gospel. We want our students to be burdened for their campus. We want them to have opportunities to share and know how to share that and what to share. So we want this to translate back home as well, not just to be a mission trip and then go back to life as normal. We pray that this becomes a lifestyle where they come back home and they're sharing with their classmates and with their roommates and across the hall in their dorm. So Beach Reach has been a great experience for us.
And let me just unpack that a little bit. There's a lot to unpack there, but just so you know, as reference, that was about middle of their week. I think that was Wednesday or when he sent that to me. So I was trying to catch up with him along the way to hear about their ministry. So Sam, what do you think about that?
Yeah. So Chris Walters could say it well in that, you know, the goal of these short-term mission trips for the students who are believers is to go back to their homes, go back to where God has rooted them to say the gospel is important here. You know, I think about, with the blessing by the numbers, even he was talking about how many thousands of conversations mm-hmm. have been happening already. But, you know, I look just the report that we have just for week two, we see that there were 74 vans in motion doing this. And, and so, but I think the big number I like to celebrate, Tanner, is, the last one, which is 101 salvations from week two alone.
That's crazy.
I know. And there are 4 weeks of Beach Reach. In fact, we have another BSU that's at Beach Reach right now on the Gulf Coast BSUs.
Okay.
And so just in, you know, conclusion there, the goal is prayer canvassing and gospel conversations. And we know that some of these students, they're in Panama City Beach and they're there for all different types of reasons that aren't, you know, godly reasons. God can work whenever we're willing to literally pitch our tents at the gate of hell, you know, mm-hmm. the places where we don't feel like the gospel, mm-hmm. we don't feel comfortable going there. That's exactly what Beach Reach is meeting students where they live, work, and play. And this is a heavy season of play and spring break. And so just meeting them there and trying to speak the love of Jesus in that season where they least expect it.
I'm not saying this to make any sports reference for anybody, ruffle any feathers, but I'm just saying there was a news article that came out midweek last week of a high-profile quarterback that actually got arrested from drinking.
There were two
on the
Mississippi
beach.
Athletes.
Yes.
So don't.
Sorry. Okay.
There were two Mississippi athletes.
But that's an example.
That's right.
That story was an example of how guys or students are coming down there wanting no connection to any church thing.
Yeah.
They were
yeah.
far away from God as they could be that week. And then here is our team, the USMBSU and some others. What was that total? 5,000 gospel conversations total for the week. The gospel is being shared in the midst of all this.
And it'd be important to say, Tanner, that the ministry of Beach Reach starts at 9 p.m. and goes till 2 a.m.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you really understand when you're signing up to do Beach Reach, you're signing up for several sleepless nights.
John, you're rubbing your eyes on
number.
That one.
Yeah, the number I was most interested in is the number of pancakes cooked.
Yeah. Well, you can imagine.
So apparently they're feeding pancakes too. So.
It is like a whole season of stuff going on down there, like a working center.
Yeah.
Making you hungry? Stuff. It's about lunchtime.
Yeah, it is about lunchtime.
All right, the last one is we're joined. Hines went to Portugal, and this is one of their students. His name is Jacob. And so what's Jacob's last name? Jacob Houston. He's the BSU president at Hines. So let's hear what he has to say about Portugal.
So we spent our spring break mission trip going to Lisbon, Portugal. We went to two different college campuses. We spoke to college students. We did spiritual surveys with them. We did the three circles method with them. We shared personal testimonies, gospel presentations, and solarium cards. We did those as well. And basically our whole goal was to talk to college students and just get their opinions on spirituality, stuff like that. And then we also played in the park. We did a lot of games with them. That was a way of getting them connected in the community and allow for more gospel conversations in students' everyday lives and allow them, again, to continue to get connected. And for me personally, I was allowed to be bold in my walk and to be able to talk to people in their everyday lives and get them to start thinking about gospel conversations and to not be fearful and have those conversations with students.
That's good. Sorry, yeah. That kind of a little cut in the report in there.
So. That, and where they were in Portugal, I went there in 2019 to partner with those
travelers. Where have you not been, man? I was up in New York.
Did you get a shave in Portugal?
Get a shave in Portugal. But I went when I was a BSU director at the W in Columbus. Yeah, I have no hair.
I kind of doubted your 45-minute shave. Right?
Yeah.
I'm just going to say.
He took his time, okay?
No way that took 45 minutes.
I'm sorry, Portugal.
I am Mississippi Baptist. I want you to know I love serving, working this position. John, your co-host, is just crazy. All right. But in Portugal, where they are in a very affluent area, okay? Mm-hmm. There could be millionaires and billionaires around the corner. And as very well as impoverished people on the same street. It's a very unique area by the water. So where those block parties are happening are right there, you could see a Lamborghini drive by and you could see people who have a cent to their name. Mm-hmm. So just the broadness of where they are in Portugal. And so, but the college campus there, they're old campuses. They're humongous, very engineering based, very technical based. And so that's just one of the campuses that are there in the area. And so having conversation on that campus is... you're basically walking through a spiritual desert. Mm. And so you saying the name of Jesus is not just something they would reject. Most of them just don't know.
Yeah.
With the exception of having a heavy Roman Catholic upbringing.
Right, yeah.
But that's something up by birth. That's not something of choice. And so many of them are biblically illiterate, even in the sense of, Orthodox or Roman Catholicism.
Yeah. You know, you were talking about, he said something that made me think back to something Chris said that I think adds value to the mission experience. So we talk about going on mission trips, and we have a great podcast with Don Dent that talks about it's not a mission trip unless the gospel is shared, And so Chris used the phrase gospel reps, right? And he just said it allowed me to be bold, right, to share the gospel. And I think, that's one of the great benefits of a mission experience is you get out of your context, where you're a little bit more where you're uncomfortable, but more comfortable sharing the gospel, which is wild, isn't it?
Mm.
But it gives you like this opportunity to share the gospel in a different context, which hopefully gives you the courage to do it whenever you get back inside of your context.
Mm. Yeah, John, I think that is the overall aim. All of our BSUs, we have a system where we train our missionaries to go and to be able to share the gospel through a myriad of different presentations.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the most important thing is context. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times our students feel, you know, they confidence is not there. And mm-hmm. I think this is in churches. This is also, especially in our BSUs with our young believers and yeah. students who are just for the first time being given to live out their faith in these bold ways. But confidence, not in that we know all the answers, but confidence in that we're just pointing people straight to Jesus, and his yeah. word speaks for himself. And so when we're teaching them, whether it's the bridge method or it's three circles or contextualized three circles, you know, it's one of those things where our main focus, say, is that it's not about feeling confident in what you can say. It's just being confident to share the most important thing about you, which is yeah. the gospel of Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
So so we boldness is a big deal. But usually after these spring break trips, we're on the fast track to finals. I mean, mm-hmm. we've got about 6 weeks and they'll be done.
Yeah.
And so, you know, a lot of our challenges our charges to the students is how many gospel conversations can we have between yeah. now and the end of April?
Yeah, that's good. Good deal.
And one other takeaway that I'm hearing from this also is just the cooperative spirit across the board, the connections you're making across the country, internationally, and that's cool to see how the BSUs are living that out. And I'll encourage you as a church leader, if you're around or close to in proximity to a BSU, like, get connected. Talked about a Starkville church that got connected and jumped on one of the trips.
Yeah, right? Yeah. They're Bridgeway Church in Starkville. Truman Loop's their college pastor, and he's super yeah. connected in the state and in the nation. And they had a team down at Beach Reach as well. And my Facebook was full of churches that were going all different types of directions, super hard to track.
Yeah.
But we love it when churches jump on, and we get to partner with them even in areas like spring break mission trips.
And just to review, so there are many places they went, and the locations for the BSUs for spring break missions include Arizona, Maine, Florida, a couple places in Florida, Kansas, New York, Portugal, Texas, a couple places there in Texas. We even had a group in England. That'll actually be a May trip, so sorry, postpone a couple months from now, but Massachusetts, and then Maryland and Argentina. I think I read them all as the list that you sent me, but that's cool to see how you're spread out across the world.
Yeah.
Well, appreciate the time. I'm glad we have made it over 20 minutes with the power still working.
I am too. It is great.
So I appreciate you listening today, Mississippi Baptist. Thank you so much for allowing us to sit at the table and for coming to sit at the table with us today. Sam? Appreciate yeah. what you're doing, Collegiate Ministries.
Thanks for doing this, guys, and I've always looked forward to the podcast.
That's right. I'm a little hungry for pancakes now, John.
Yeah, there you go.
Talk about that.
There's a Waffle House not far down the road.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Everywhere.